Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. I am Rhys and with me is Jesse Harley.
Hello!
How has your week been, Jesse? Any small talk that you want to use to warm up the audience before we go into another wonderful exploration of Canadian politics?
I read an article about being a meatitarian and how it's supposed to be really, really healthy for you. And I have my doubts, but the author of the blog says he's cured his IBS and all he eats is meat and all he drinks is water.
I don't think eating lots of meat is a good thing for your ass.
Well,
I mean, I'm no dietitian or proctologist, but
so I went and bought a bunch of steaks and said that's so
I'm just talking from experience after a heavy barbecue.
Barbecue! Oh, I could do that.
Well, yeah, what about a new dietary thing called a barbecue-anarian, where you only eat food you cook on a barbecue. I could do that.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm writing a book.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Just living off food. Only cook food on a barbecue all year round, and that's all you eat.
And like the health implications in the book will be, let me know. Write an email to me and let me know how you fare. And that'll be in book two. So that way I don't have to do any research whatsoever and still come across as an expert.
It is so easy to make up this kind of rubbish bullshit around these kind of dietary things. So all you go is, well, the thing is, the original, you know, kind of prehistoric man would have cooked outside on an open fire. So by recreating that, it's actually the perfect way to cook meat for your body because that's how we evolved, which is just something I made up.
Especially if you want to have the average lifespan of a caveman.
Yeah, so
as we all know, they lived for hundreds of years.
yeah, exactly. They didn't die horribly from a lack of medicine and all this other stuff. You know, they lived wonderful. They lived longer than us and everything else. So anyway, should we enough small talk? I'm officially.
This is how our meetings go when we go for coffees. Is we, like 3 minutes? Like enough? I've had enough, and then we just both get up and leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes we don't even make eye contact.
We just invented a new diet called barbecue-tarianism.
Barbecue-tarianism. I'm
really happy about this.
So I'm going to make a book soon. Yeah, soon anyway. To be able to download off of our half-finished website, maybe.
Exactly. Maybe. Or someone did send me a message saying that they went on the website to look at all the images that we talk about in the podcast and none of them have been uploaded and they were disappointed. I had to apologize to them. And I'd like to make an on-air apology and say sorry to anyone who did try and find those images. But just Google them. Based on the description in the podcast.
Just Google it. that could be our podcast from now on. Oh my God, would save so much time, Reese. You know, do you want to learn about it? Google it. See ya. And that's it. Yeah. We're just done episode.
Exactly. Well, it's just a recommendation of things for you to research yourself. Exactly. This week's recommendations, a province called Bob, broccoli, barbecue and tarianism. Goodbye. That's it.
All right, what are you gonna teach us this week?
Do you know what QAnon is?
QAnon?
QAnon. QAnon.
Kind of like an anonymous support group for
is ridiculous.
Hold on, wait. Is it I'm gonna take a stab in the dark here. QAnon. Is it an anonymous group group for people who don't like standing in queues?
No, I wish it was. That would be much more harmless than what it is. So this episode is called The QAnon Cult Has Arrived in Canada. There's an old saying that, you know, when America gets horrible diarrhea, Canada squeaks out a soggy fart.
That's a saying? Who says that?
Me then.
Oh, man, I was really hoping that'd be like a Welsh saying.
There's a great Welsh saying. I don't know the English translation of the Welsh, where if someone thinks a lot of themselves, they're described as a fart in a jam jar, which is, I love that saying. So anyway, the
should see my face right now trying to figure that one out.
I know. That's great.
So QAnon is a far-right conspiracy from America.
I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention. I'm still picturing someone trying to fart into a jam jar and then close the lid quickly before the fart escapes, but there's still jam in the jar. And this somehow came to mean someone who thinks a lot. Continue, please. Don't mind me in my wild imagination. Okay, so QAnon.
Fine.
The cult of the QAnon.
Yeah, so it's a far-right conspiracy.
Oh, I love and those.
The QAnon conspiracy basically says that the world is run by a secret cabal of
lizard people.
Satanists who eat babies. They abduct children and eat them. And they're all pedophiles as well. And that Donald Trump has been selected by the US military to make a final stand against this secretive cabal. And that eventually what will happen is the US military, there will be an event known as the Storm, in which thousands of people who are members of this secretive elite group will be arrested, sent to Guantanamo Bay, and the US military will brutally take over the country, and then there will be salvation and utopia on Earth. That's the theory. I think right now we're recording this.
Believe it or not, I think I've actually had a friend tell me something similar to this theory. Not as detailed as you described, but
it started on 4chan and 8chan. Those kind of like super geeky, nerdy.
Right. There's an 8chan? I didn't know there's an 8chan.
I think so, which is like, you know, a web forum for people who don't know about weird things like that. I've never been on those things, but it sounds like it's full of mainly trolls. Far-right trolls. I don't know. Where would you find it? Google it. That's my ex. Google it. So this is kind of, you know, is tied into anti-Semitism. It's really dark as well. And the thing is, they believe that Donald Trump's spelling mistakes in his tweets are actually secret codes. And there are people who deconstruct and interpret his spelling mistakes and when he uses capitals for everything as like he sent it as messages. And Q is like a person or a group of people who are embedded in the US government who are secretly leaking out the more information. And I think there are 11 QAnon enthusiasts running for Congress for the Republican Party in the elections this year. So it's huge, and it's kind of classed as like a cult. A lot of like professionals who study cults and movements, you know, people tend to really buy into it and they really identify with it, and they use it, their support is unwavering for Donald Trump because they genuinely believe that he is trying to save the world from this satanic kind of elite that run the world and abduct and eat children for some reason.
Abduct and eat. She'll eat. I can't.
Yeah. So it's huge in America.
Conspiracy theories are, I mean, it's just dangerous if you get into a group of people who think like that, because any sort of evidence indicates that it must be completely factual. Right?
Exactly.
And you cannot question it. Like it's bizarre, bizarre, bizarre style of thinking.
And as I suggested by the title, it's now spread into Canada.
Oh, yay.
Yay. So there have been, have you ever heard of the Yellow Vests?
No.
The Yellow Vests are like a far-right protest group in Canada. So you know the Yellow Vest, just general discontent in France, people wearing those like high-visibility vests to protest against the government. It kind of manifested in Canada as a kind of far-right group. And they've started wearing QAnon symbols at rallies in Quebec, Ottawa, and Western Canada. And last month, two bungalows in Southwest Calgary started flying blue flags, which were actually QAnon flags outside their houses. And what they do is they mix the Punisher skull, you know, the Punisher, the Marvel character.
Oh yeah.
With a large Q in the middle of it, and it's a symbol. So it's becoming more of a, there's obviously people who are quite proudly giving secret signals to each other with these flags, because a lot of people wouldn't really know what that is. They just go, oh, that's a weird flag. Mm-hmm. Not really think about it, but it's obviously a way of identifying each other. There's a man named Norman Traversy who is a who considers himself a Canadian patriot and is part of the QAnon movement in Canada. And he started a crowdfunding campaign to basically investigate and take Justin Trudeau to court because he thinks Justin Trudeau is one of those people.
Baby eaters.
Yeah, he's a baby eater. He likes he likes a large baby Mac with fries and washes it down with a nice cold Sprite. So, but this Norman guy, he's raised...
Barbecuitarianism, though.
Yeah, exactly. Barbecue. Yeah. I'm fine with it as long as they barbecue them. Every other way, no, just immoral. So, so he has raised over $140,000 crowdfunded from other QAnon enthusiasts.
Oh my God.
And that's his fund, his legal fund to take Justin Trudeau to court. And they marched on July the 1st this year, they marched on Ottawa's US embassy to as a show of support for Americans and QAnons, basically wanting the American embassy to do something and to arrest Justin Trudeau for his child trafficking and all the other scandals that they claim. I mean, he's involved in some real scandals, but for ones that they've also made up as well. So,
okay, that's right.
But the best thing is they did it on Canada Day when everything was closed and no one was around. it's wonderful.
So is he taking Justin Trudeau to court for eating babies? Please tell me that's a thing.
I think that's his intention.
Well, I mean, how do you go about that? How do you sue the Prime Minister of Canada for eating babies? Yeah.
Apparently Google he saw it. Saw a video of Justin Trudeau hugging
a baby,
the RCMP commissioner Brenda Luckey, and giving her a kiss on the cheek, and that was the tipping point for him. The fact that he kissed a woman on the cheek in a video on YouTube, and he said Justin Trudeau
clear
is a
indicator of
exactly
baby
I know that's,
yeah.
that is a red flag.
I mean that's as they say, like the what do they call marijuana, the intro drug, the starter drug, the
gateway drug,
right? So kissing on the cheek is the gateway drug to cannibalism, baby cannibalism.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's just the start. You get a taste. It's just you get a taste of the cheek and you go, I wonder whether that would be like marinated in barbecue sauce and grilled with a propane barbecue. It's just a logical trail of thought. We've all been there. And look at, according to some of the when people don't, you know, when people donate money for a cause, they leave a comment on why they donated. And one person who donated $420 to this fund said, Justin Trudeau is a paedophile and a globalist serving an agenda for special interest groups that don't have humanity's best interests at hand. Here's $420. It's good stuff.
$420 specifically.
$420 for that. That's how much they, you know. Well, you know, when humanity is being stamped on by cannibals.
You know. All right. Yeah. No, this is, are they still up and running? Like,
well, this is where I'm going with it now is that, did you hear about on July the 1st, the man who tried to kill Justin Trudeau?
No, I didn't.
So this is obviously a crazy thing, but people are very caught up in it. They see the world through this lens and they consume all this media and things around it. I'm sure there's a ton of podcasts that talk about it as well. This gentleman called Corey Hurren was arrested after crashing a pickup truck through the gates of Rideau Hall in Ottawa. And his intention, they believe, was to assassinate Justin Trudeau. And he'd driven there from his home in northern Manitoba. He smashed through the gates, his car broke down, he fled on foot with a rifle, and then he was in a standoff with police, and he had a note he wanted to deliver to Justin Trudeau, who wasn't home anyway.
He had a note he wanted to deliver to the man before he killed him?
I don't know if, unless he was just
Justin,
gonna,
read this before I shoot you? Like, exactly. Just, like,
yeah. So I don't, he,
what does the note say?
Well, he's a 46-year-old. They didn't say. They're still investigating it because he's a 46-year-old man who had posted a lot of QAnon conspiracy theories on his Instagram feed. And he also had two illegal assault weapons as well. And his local business as well that he had in Manitoba, he posted like global elite memes and anti kind of basically tie in COVID-19 to kind of a big conspiracy theory and all this kind of thing.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and he also he was talking on social media posts about the white following the white rabbit down the hole and following Q and just
a good old party.
Yeah, just talking.
Can you imagine his parties? If he held a party, what would that be like?
Oh, imagine being drunk with him and having to wait for a taxi with him for an hour or something. And he was both really drunk, and he was telling you all about how he's done research online and gone down the rabbit hole on these forums.
You know what? I'm gonna walk. Yeah, you take the cab. I'm gonna walk. Yeah.
Like, oh, what a beautiful night! I'm gonna stretch my legs. I'm gonna walk this off. You know. So,
this is a lot to process. What you told me in the last 45 seconds. I gotta go. Yeah. That's
yeah. Exactly. So essentially, he was and was a QAnon kind of nut, and he took it to the extreme. I think this is just the start of it. It's quite a influential, dangerous thing that has spread to Canada, and they really viciously hate Justin Trudeau as well. They seem
a lot of people who hate Justin Trudeau. There's a lot of people who hate. I mean, yeah, it's politics. We got there's a lot of hateful people.
But when you're accusing him of eating babies, it does kind of cross a line, I think.
What, accusing him or the actual baby eating? I'd say
accusing him of, or imagine,
you know, the baby eating's fine. The accusing is
telling people that's what he does. I don't know what evidence, like kissing a woman on a cheek in a video is evidence of
baby eating. Yeah. Exactly. So for all you people out there who are trying to be woke, no more cheek kissing, as you know what that leads to. Yeah. Baby kissing.
And if you want to, I've seen people accidentally share this kind of stuff. Without really realizing the source of it. So this stuff is all over the internet. It's all over social media. I've said before, Facebook is the devil, and I don't like it, and it's all over this kind of place. And it ties into the anti-vax movement. Well, and if you want to spot someone, they use the hashtag, is hashtag WWG1WGA. And the motto they have is where we go one, we go all. That's their motto.
Where we go, WWG1WGA. That popped up.
Yeah. And people,
this is,
people
this is QAnon?
It's QAnon. That's the kind of tag they use on social media posts.
I'm gonna look right now.
Are you looking at your friend's social media posts?
WGAWG1.
Are you searching that hashtag?
Yeah.
Anyone come up?
Thank God, no. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. This is.
Yeah, I just searched, and I don't. Although, I kind of maybe there's so many hashtags.
Hold on, wait. Someone is posting up a channeled message from John F. Kennedy. Okay, so let's just. I'm not going to go down that road. That's. I'm done.
They did a Mackenzie King style.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh wow! That's all you need to know is that it's kind of a fast track way of identifying the unhinged. That's what I would say. So you've got to hear first. And if there are any QAnon believers
listening to our podcast,
they won't be for long.
That's not after this episode.
I don't want to imply that you're an idiot, but I will happily talk to you about this. Rationally,
and I will happily listen to you talk to Reese about this.
No, I genuinely believe that if you come across someone who believes something crazy or has kind of really got a warped perspective, that you've got to become their friend, because if they only surround themselves by other people who support that, the only way you're ever going to expand your horizon is by being friends with people who have very different views from you.
It's true. Yeah.
So I think as always, rather than like just writing people off, we've got to, like, you know, remember we did the episode.
You're young. You haven't written people off yet. Just give it time, buddy. Give it time. Have you heard of Daryl Davis?
No. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. The Klansman guy.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a Klansman. Incredible. He was an African American.
The film was The Black Klansman.
Oh, I hadn't seen the film, but yeah, it was an African American that befriended many Ku Klux Klan members and just became their friends. And he didn't try to, like, you know, he just became their friends. And like a huge, huge number of these friends just kind of denounced the Klansmen. So like, I think you're onto something, Reese.
Because they just didn't have any friends who were black. They just believed what they were told because they didn't know anyone to challenge it. But
so I'll put up, we can put out an APB that any QAnon people who would like some friends, Reese is looking for friends.
If you want friends with someone who is a left-leaning liberal, who I promise you has never barbecued a baby.
Yet.
Yet. Exactly. I was never barbecued a baby.
But he's willing to try new things.
And we won't even talk about politics. We'll talk about cars. We'll talk about your favorite films. We'll talk about anything else, just so you know that, like, that other people of opposing views are humans too.
That, look how good, you're a good person. I would never do that, just to say.
Well, it depends. If they're really annoying, I might just cut them off. So
I'm going to go barbecue a baby after this. That's,
yeah.
I got one marinating downstairs. It's going to be great.
Got a toddler in the smoker. This is so dark. Anyway, we don't. Please don't barbecue children or people of any age, especially the elderly. They don't come out very well.
They're very stringy.
And if you do have to cook a human being, just make sure they cook properly as well. Do not get ill.
Don't forget to buy our upcoming book, Barbecuitarianism, oh, How to God. Live Your Life Like a Caveman. It's for sale soon. I have to go make it now. That's just, yes.
Yeah, I do. Well, we'll see you all soon.
See you all soon. Thanks for sticking us in your ear holes just the way you like us. And I got nothing.
Thanks for listening. And thank you for not being conspiracy nuts.
And for not eating babies.
Yeah, that's good.